Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for the gift of our faith and the many gifts that you bless us with. Help us to find ways to share them within community that we may be that team that you call us to be, the body of Christ, seeking to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. I'm going to ask all the kids if they want to come up front here. And you can sit on the chairs. You don't have to sit on the floor. Any of the children want to come up and be up front here? Okay, you don't have to then. Best laid plans, right? I'm still going to need your help. You're going to come up and sit up here? Come on up. That's great. Anybody else? Come on over. Good. Good for you. I'm going to need your help in a couple minutes, okay? You might even be able to answer this first question. Do you watch sports on TV? Do you like sports? No? I don't either, actually, but that's okay. Do you like sports? What's your favorite team? Do you have a favorite team? That's okay. Don't worry about it. I bet you there's some people here who have some favorite teams. What's your favorite sporting team? Nobody watches sports? The Raptors. The Toronto Blue Jays. Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays. Notice not many people said the Toronto Maple Leafs. There's always hope, right? Always hope. You know, sporting teams are really kind of cool. And I want to talk about baseball because that actually is the one sport that I do like a little bit. I do like to watch baseball, and especially now that we have a team like the Toronto Blue Jays. How can we not? I remember when they won the World Series the last time, and there was a lot of excitement about that for sure. Now, each player on the team has something that they need to do really well. So what does the pitcher do? What do you think the pitcher on a baseball team does? Throws the ball, right? And what do you think the catcher does? Catches the ball. That's right. So the pitcher has to be really good at pitching, and the catcher needs to be really good at catching. And the guy who's on second base needs to be really good at trying to get the guy out who's running to second base. And the outfield guy needs to be good at doing what, you think? When the ball gets hit, they need to try to catch the ball. And so they all need to be really, really good at the jobs they do. And most importantly, they need to work together. It doesn't do any good if the pitcher isn't doing his job. Doesn't do any good if the catcher's not doing his job, and if they're not doing it really, really well, and if they're not working together. I saw this image once. Now, you imagine this. You've got two outfielders, and they're going, the ball gets hit, and they both run to catch the ball. But they're not looking at each other, they're looking at the ball, and what do you think happens to them? They bump into each other. They fall to the ground, and guess what? Nobody catches the ball. And that doesn't really work very well either. So they need to know what each other's doing, and they need to work well. Well, we just heard Doug just read a minute ago from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. That's it's like a city, like Toronto. And Paul was somebody who wrote them a letter. And in this letter, he described the body of Christ. And in many ways, the body of Christ is just like that baseball team. And then Paul went on then to talk about the body of Christ using the part of the body. And he compared it to a human body. Now, I need your help. The adults can do this too. But I suspect that, like me, you might want to sit down to do this and not stand. Kids are shorter. Do you guys want to stand up here and help me? How many of you know the song, Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes? I need you to help me then, okay? And we got to do the actions, and you guys can do the actions too. Are you ready? Head and shoulders, knees and... I can't reach toes. Knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes. Eyes, ears, mouth and nose. So those are, why do you think we sing that song? So we can learn
body parts.
Absolutely. And I had to sing it today because it reminds us that, we have all these body parts. You guys can sit down now if you want. Paul says something. He says, you know what? It wouldn't really work very well if our hands tried to be our feet. Could you imagine having to walk on your feet all day long? That doesn't work very well, does it? How would you be able to grab things with your feet? Exactly. You wouldn't have hands, right? Imagine if your ear tried to be your eye. That wouldn't work either very well, would it? I don't think so, for sure. So we have these body parts that we can see, but we have body parts that we can't see, too. And some of them we don't really want to see because they're all slimy. Things like our heart, or our brain, or our lungs, or our stomach. They may not look very nice, but they're an important part of the body, too. You know what? I couldn't breathe if I didn't have my lungs. I couldn't think if I didn't have a brain. Well, at least I think I do. I couldn't eat if I didn't have a stomach. And guess what? If I didn't have a heart to pump my blood, what would happen? I wouldn't be alive. So all of those body parts are really important. Even though we can't see them, and even though they don't look very nice, and I certainly wouldn't want to handle them. That's why I'm not a doctor. But they're really important, for sure. Well, Paul reminds us in that reading that we are all of us are part of the body of Christ. All of us. We all have a part to play in the body of Christ. And some of them aren't the nicest jobs. Some jobs we can see and we can recognize when people are doing them, but some of them we can't see. And those are jobs that are important too. I made a list, and these are only some of the jobs that people do. Not all of them by any means. We have Michael. Michael plays the organ and the piano, and Michael leads us in our music. We have Jeff and Kathy. I see Kathy back there. I don't see Jeff. But they do what do they do here? You know what they do here. They teach the kids. That's right. We've got Doug, who opens up the church every Sunday morning, bright and early. So it's always open when I get here in the morning. We have Anne. I saw Anne earlier, who keeps track of the offerings that people give every week. Angela and a whole group of people help to make sure that we've got everything that we need to do church on Sunday morning. We've got the caretaker. And what do you think the caretaker does? Cleans the church. Exactly. Puts out the garbage and all of those things. We've got Craig, who works in the office and makes sure that the bulletin gets done. Max is at the back. And Egan and now Doug and Eileen, too, help with the slides that we have on Sunday mornings. We have our servers, our readers, our choir offering what they do in worship. We have Geraldine, Hazel, Jean, Roshni, and Ruth, who sit at the welcome desk. And sometimes they're given jobs like those bulletins that people get. They fold them all and make sure they get done. We've got our people who go see our shut-ins. We have Sangeeta, who goes to Del Manor with us every month to do the service there for the seniors. And those are just some of the things that people do. There's coffee hour. We could go on and on. We've got wardens, all kinds of people. And I know I've forgotten some, and I apologize. It wasn't meant to be a whole list, though. But it's the example that those are a lot of people, aren't they? And those are a lot of jobs that need to get done. But you know what? There's another group of people who do something very, very special around here. And who do you think they might be? I'll give you a hint. They're sitting in the front row. Who's sitting in the front row? And the second row. The kids. The children. You're part of the body of Christ too. You know what? You are part of the body of Christ. And you're an important part of the body of Christ. This is some of the things that I know that you do. Is my mic working? Okay, because it just... There it is. Some of the things that you do is that you ask questions. And they're not always easy questions to answer. Sometimes you give answers, and when those answers that you give, they're all pretty almost always honest, for sure. And you remind us about what's really, really important. And we don't always say it, but you're really important here at St. George on Young. You and all the other children who may not be here today, you are very important. And Jesus said something about children. He said, "Let the children come to me, because they're part of the kingdom of God." You are part of the kingdom of God. And as adults, we've got a lot to learn from you, the children of our parish. That is, if we recognize you, if we listen to you, and if we remember that you're part of the church community. You know, let me talk to the adults for a minute, but you listen too. One of the phrases that I often hear when it comes to kids in the church is that we've got to be really attentive to it because they are the church of the future. And I always stop when I hear that. And it's usually adults who say it. And I think, well, yes, they're part of the church of the future, but does anybody know what the but is? They're also part of the church now. You are part of the church right now. And that's really important. That's why it was important that instead of having Sunday school today, that you're here in this service. Because we are remembering today that we are all part of the church. And that especially includes each of you. I want to share, this is one opportunity where, especially we as adults, but you kids too can learn from one of our kids, and that's from Tetiana. You want to come up with me for a second? I've got a couple. Tetiana is doing a special project, and her mom sent me an email this week about it so that we could share it with people, and I want her to help me share it with you, because this is an example of exactly how we can learn from our kids. Now, I'm going to take this off so that when I ask you a question, you can speak right into it. So I know you're doing a special project. Can you tell us what that special project is?
What are you doing? What are you collecting?
I'm collecting milk bags for kids who don't have beds. I'm making beds out of them for other people. And I want people to help me make them. And
why are you making them?
Because sometimes people don't have beds.
That's a great answer. Because that's why you're doing it, right? This is a great project. And when I've heard about it before, but when I got that email, I thought, that's exactly what I'm talking about today. We can learn from you. I can learn something from you. Because you brought something to us that's really an exciting thing that you're doing to help somebody else who needs help. And so I want to issue us a challenge. I think you can tell me, and your mother can verify it, 500 milk bags. And is that the outside bags or the inside bags? The outside bags. 500 to make one mattress. One mat. Oh, okay. Okay, so a lot of milk bags. I want to challenge us. I want us to hear your challenge. And all of you guys, I want you to remind your parents that we need to save milk bags so that you can make, how many beds do you want to, or mattresses do you want to make? Do you want to make two? One? Five? I bet I'm going to give you the answer. You're going to make as many mats as you can. Is that right? And you will make more mats if we bring in more milk bags. Awesome. So I shook hands to say that not only am I going to do that, but there's an example where we have learned something from someone who is part of the body of Christ in this place. Our children have so much to teach us. And there's so much we can learn. And so let's take that example and let's do something with it. Because one of our members, one of our youngest members, has come to us and said, this is a need. And I want to do something about it. And I want you to help me do something too. So let's see what we can do to help. I want to ask a question of us that when we, whether it's Tatiana or any of us, when we do what we do, why do we do it? It's not so that we'll get a pat on the back. It's not so that we'll be recognized. We do it because we all have a part to play as members of St. George on Yonge. We're all part of the team. And we are all doing our bit. Now that doesn't mean that we shouldn't say thank you. Because we need to always acknowledge and say thanks. We need to say to people, we do appreciate what you do. Well, today we are celebrating all of the ministry that happens here at St. George's. And we're celebrating that we all have something to do with it. From our youngest, I won't point fingers, to our oldest. From the newest person to the person who's been here 50 years, we all have a part to play in the ministry of this place. Everyone has something that they can do. And we want to say thank you for what you do, because it makes a difference. It really does. And today, as part of our worship, in a few minutes, we want to say to each other and we want to say to God that we want to keep doing what we're already doing. Because that's what it means to be part of the body of Christ. That's what it means to be part of the church. That's what it means to be part of this family here at St. George on Yonge. So may God continue to bless us by helping us know what our gifts are and developing those gifts, so that we can offer them to God, to each other, and to the world around us. Amen.